Hi, Paul Slackers, Good News Broadcast. I'm here with Karen Simmons. And I'm here with Ron, how do I pronounce your last name?
It's Casey.
Ron Casey. And they're in Canada and I'm in New York. So far, so good? Accurate?
Yes.
Yes.
And we're going to talk today about actually disabilities and COVID and autism and some of the areas that actually Ron and Karen are authorities on and have been involved with and dedicated a lot of their life for this concern. And I'll call it a concern because it's not really, disability is, if you put that word to a challenge or whatever. My daughter was worked at a place called YAI here in New York, and they didn't like the word disability. They used challenged of some sort. You know what? Why am I talking about something that I really don't know that much about? Why don't you two guys tell me something?
Tell you something you don't know, huh?
Yeah, it's always good to go to an expert. That's when I'm best. When I keep quiet, I stay out of production. So you tell me, what are we going to talk about tomorrow?
We're going to talk about autism and COVID and how all these families are bouncing off the wall and how challenging it is with the routines being challenged, because these kids need routine, they need structure, and they're out of their environment. And it's like just now they're starting to get into a new routine. It's taken them that long to get into a new routine. And for them to even think about going back to school right now would be really, really hard. It would take them till the new, you know, another 3 months to get into a new routine. So they can't go back and forth like most neurotypical kids. They have many, many challenges, and it's just not the regular. It's like a perfect storm for the worst case scenario to have them go against, you know, like the routines and the social skills and all the communication issues and the behavioral meltdowns and, you know, all those types of things.
And that's correct. I mean, what we need to do is we're going to reteach them what you're doing. We're going to got to help the parents to reteach them into a new routine and then work with the children, such as to explain to them what the routine is. Go along and talk about, and then when they shift from, say, on the computer, and they're going to shift them to the TV, well, then you have to give them time to shift. So give them a countdown. They say, I'm going to give you 15 seconds. And then you count it down, and then they can prepare for the change to the new change. These are things like this is what you need to do. There's a few others that you need to do in order to assist a child. And as you do it, you build a new routine and a pattern, and they'll get used to that. And they'll calm down, settle down, and they're back to now to an environment, a routine, a new routine, but an environment that they know that's going to not change on them.
And the families are in crisis with the behaviors, because autism is, you know, it's a very severe behavioral disorder, and a lot of the kids don't know how to manage their behaviors because they can't communicate what's wrong and what they're frustrated with. So, I mean, like some of the adults will throw refrigerators across the room. They're so angry, you know, in typical situations. Well, these families are cooped up in their houses and they're trying to make a living and they're trying to support their families from home. And at the same time, deal with kids with autism, and they don't have the tools to be able to deal with their kids. So they're trying to manage that, manage a job, feed their kids, deal with the siblings. The siblings are hitting their, you know, brothers and sisters over the head. And they don't know, you know, there's just a lot of explosive things that are going on right now, especially right now with these families. So we want to, you know, give some tools and some ideas to help them manage their, to help calm them down in these times of stress.
And I think if I can add, I know here in Canada and Edmonton where we're at, a lot of parents are starting to give up on the social learning, the learning that they get from the schools on online. And the parents don't know what to do and they're overwhelmed. They just give up. They stop doing it. And when that happens, we're in real, real trouble. And the child is in real trouble. And so what we need to do and what we haven't done is to focus on the parents and to teach them how to parent a child with autism. Yeah. Because, you know, I just want to say this. In the past, what has happened, there's the school in many ways has been a respite. They can go to work and then earn their living the school takes care of the child. And then they then have done with work, come home, pick the child up, bring him or her or them back to the home, and then they go into the routine at home. When there's through COVID-19, they had to work from home. And that caused a real major problem because the kids are home. So someone's got to take care of them. But yet they got to work. Something's got to give. Something wears, you know, this is what's happening. And that's why they're giving up, the parents. They're overwhelmed. They don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to, you know, what our goal is and what we want to do is just give out some tips on how to go about this, as how parents can survive and how children can survive the COVID-19.
And hopefully bring some resources into the homes,
yeah.
You know, through online information, online conferences, and get the educational assistants, the paraprofessionals, the ones who used to be in the schools helping the kids online into the homes. So I was talking to one man who is a dad to three kids with autism. One is 20 years old, but has the mind of a 6-year-old. So if you can imagine that, it's really, really challenging for him. And he needs to, you know, find things for the kids to do that are just really struggling. So,
and speaking with him, again, he struggled to a point where he was beginning in many ways to break down himself with all the challenges. It was just overwhelming. And so, you know, we spent time speaking with him and giving him tips and different things. And, you know, this is a strong guy, but it doesn't matter. Okay. Now, he's divorced. The next problem is the children have been exposed to COVID. Now, he is separated.
They're challenged.
Yeah, but what happens is the mother, what has happened, they have separated. So the children were visiting him, but now this whole thing came about. The children were told they have to stay with him until this thing passes. And she can't come and visit because one of them was exposed to COVID-19. So they can't bring the mother in, not because he doesn't want to. It can't, because it'll affect the other children. They could get sick. In fact, the mother gets sick. And so she understands that. So now they're having, he has to do everything. And he's doing everything he can. He talks to his ex-wife, the mother of the children, through a video Skype, video conferencing. And, she sees the kids. And he's doing everything they can to try to make this work. But, you know, he's struggling.
Okay. Well, and I'm starting to struggle trying to figure out how to use the Zoom. So I was trying a couple of new things to see. I see something called chat here. Well, that was brilliant. What you two just had to say, it makes so much sense. It's a great lead into what we will do when Temple gets on tomorrow. So that's very exciting. I have to now make sure I recorded it. I see some kind of a thing here. Well, I push record, but sometimes you push things and they aren't pushed. No. In the end.
Well, we see here recording. You're still recording.
Oh,
it comes up to us.
It says recording.
Yes.
It's a good sign, Paul.
It's a very good sign.
That's a good sign. I know it says recording here too. I didn't know where to look.
That's good.
Sometimes, you know, the funny thing is sometimes you look and you don't see, but then eventually you see exactly what was actually really in front of you. Because you don't look at the outer edges. And certainly, but once you learn that it was on the upper left-hand corner in this
room, yes.
Then you know it's there. You know what I do because I learned, because I was taught, when I made TV shows, I look at everybody besides the person that's talking. And when you look at everybody besides the talent, the art, what you say, the superstar talking or whoever the person, then you see whether there's really a good movie. You look at everybody else, you'll see how much everybody's connected to the scene. Okay, and a good director knows it's a whole picture here. All right, I have myself underneath. Are you two on top of me in the screen? Are you two, how are you? Are you side by side with me? Or are you above me?
We're above you.
Okay, so I somehow made that to happen And I don't know how I did that. I think maybe that I pushed share screen. No. Somehow that happened where I don't know how that happened. Let's see here. Underneath you. Exit full screen. How did I make that happen? I don't know how I made that happen. I don't necessarily like it. I liked it the way it was. Manage participants. I don't think that's it. No. Screen, what is this little arrow here? One participant can share at a time, multiple participants. Have you guys ever used this thing, Zoom?
Yeah, but I don't know how you make that happen.
To get on the side, I have this one smart intern. Did you see the chat thing? Did that come up?
It's there. Nobody's chatting on it though, so.
I guess you could hit chat.
I hit chat. Can I actually chat on this?
I think you can. Let me see. I can chat.
Yeah.
There. I can chat here.
Yeah, just type something there.
Okay.
My poll. Poll in New York.
Oh, here it is. Yeah, say it. Go on. Do that.
Hey, Paul. Hello, Paul.
Hello.
We talked to a guy from the Autism Channel who's really nice.
Can you see that? Hello, Paul.
At the intern.
I see hi, Ron. Yeah, hello, Paul, right? Do you see my hi, Ron and Karen?
Yes.
Yes, I do, right? Yes.
We talked to a guy from the Autism Channel who says he has a lot of members all over the world.
Oh yeah. So we put him on the show tomorrow.
Sure.
Think you might?
Maybe I could call him.
Well, if he's got a big community, you know, that's the name of the game, right?
That's the name of the game.
Yes.
So.
Or we can do maybe another chat at another time, another one with him there.
I'm saying with him. Here now, tomorrow.
Okay, I know. We're going to give him a call. Actually, Karen will give him a call, and I must be exact. And she can talk to him because they sort of know each other.
Okay, so
I just drive the car. That's all.
But is it the more the merrier, or is it more for him to just get the word out? Like I was going to record this and get this out, or what's the best way to leverage this?
I think that the best way always is. In this new way here, if Temple's okay with it.
He is.
I think if he does really have a big community and he can help promote it for tomorrow, then that's good. It's like then there's four of us promoting it. Mm-hmm. And he can say a bit of his piece and who he is. I think it's good to put 100 people on. So if you want to know how I really feel, because then you got we already have 100 viewers. And, right? And and this is all about, you know, viewers.
Yeah.
So and I'll try to figure out how to get next to you. And then I'm going to push the stop thing to see if this all recorded.
Okay.